This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
It's cold and it's feeling very winter vibes here. And it's Christmas in July at Joy. You're with Tom and Mikey for breakfast.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
so
Thomas.
What would you like to get for Christmas? I wore my Santa suit, so when are you going to come and sit on my knee and we'll talk about the present that I've got specially wrapped for you?
I want a co-host that doesn't dress as Santa Claus and ask me to sit on his knee, please. Have you ever been given a bad Christmas present?
Have I? I'm a parent. I'm yet to... No, actually, that's not true. My children are getting so much better. But you know, it's really bad. You spend months and months and you organise your kids' presents. You get really good little stuff for them. You think it's really great. And you think, oh, and then they hand you a pair of socks. It's really hard not to show your disappointment. Maybe that's just me being really childish. And I find it really hard at Christmas watching, you know, Wayne spoils the kids and everyone get... And I'm like, and I get one? Like, it really pisses me off.
You don't get spoiled by Wayne? I thought Wayne would have spoiled you rotten.
Oh, well, I mean...
I feel like he does and you just
don't. When I say one, last year I got a diamond tennis bracelet, so I suppose that's a little bit...
You got a diamond tennis bracelet?
I know, isn't that terrible? I've never played tennis in my life, but one day I might go.
What is a tennis bracelet? What does that even mean?
Like, it's like a bracelet. It's got diamonds surrounded in it.
Yeah, but how's it related to tennis? Is it like a sweatband?
Well, I'm assuming that's what you wear when you go to tennis. Yeah.
A diamond bracelet. So to answer your question... No, you haven't been given a bad present. You've been given diamonds.
No, but do you know what? Well, you're right. That's not as terrible.
No, not really.
No, but I'm complaining about what my children... Because, you know, I was reading here and it says one quarter of people who have received gifts said that they're not happy with what they get. That's one quarter. Mm. So people go... So what are you? I'm terrible because I leave everything until the last minute. And yeah. Wayne's birthday's on December the 14th, so usually on December the 13th I'm running around trying to buy his birthday present. Then I've basically got about six more days to find something for Christmas. So I always give him something terrible. One year I gave him bongos because I said he likes to beat his own drum and I was like, I was sick of doing it. And she just didn't look, and then I thought, oh, that kind of joke didn't go down well.
Gave him a metaphor for oh, wow.
Well, I was running around a shop, but it was like Christmas Eve and who could find anything? There was a pair of bongos sitting in like cash converters. I thought, oh, that'll do. He likes to beat his own drum.
That is very true to your character. I take it in turns each year to tell my family I'm broke. Like, one year I'll have a lot of money.
Oh, so you pretend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I say I pretend, but I am. I work at a volunteer radio station for a living. So, yeah, some years I just take Christmas off, you know, and I say, hey, like last year, it was lovely what I did, but I wrote everyone a really nice card.
Oh,
and I photoshopped my face onto it, but... It was like it moved people to tears, Thomas. So I don't know. You tell me.
Hey, sweetheart, that was the smell of yesterday's mince pies. It wasn't, yeah, it wasn't a lovely card. It was just the smell.
But yeah, some years I take it off and I'm pretty lazy with it. But I'm good. I think I'm good at gift giving.
Well, you know, but it's going to say here, millennials were the age group most likely to feel despondent about the presents they receive, with over 37% saying they get shit.
Well, Mum often got me a little Lynx care package and it gave you like a little body scrunchie, a bit of shower soap and some body spray.
Yeah.
I used to be really disappointed with that, but now as a semi-adult...
Well, now as a stinky young man.
It's brilliant. Yeah. I sweat. I need a scrub and I don't have time to go to the shops to get that myself.
He has time to go and get his hair cut once a week. He has times to go... Oh, but I don't have time to go to the shop.
Well, actually, I didn't have time this week because I've been working a real job, which is just a first for me.
You have. You've been volunteering, and that's very Christmassy.
Okay, well, I kind of get paid.
So it's not volunteer.
Well, the other people volunteer at the Reach Foundation is where I'm working at the moment, but no, this is a paid gig at the moment. But yeah, I'm youth working, so that's still good, right?
Well, that's really good, considering the youth are leading the youth, and I think that's what should happen, yeah.
Well, a positive word from Thomas. All right, fair enough. Should we leave the segment there?
No, but this is basically what I was trying to get to with this segment was, I'm trying to just a long way around the corner.
Yeah, you're right.
I have three children. If you buy me something shit again for Christmas this year, I'm disowning you. I tell them all the time, shoes or diamonds, and if you can get me shoes with diamonds, I'll love you forever. Tell us what your best Christmas gift was. And I'm telling you, we have got lots of people want this here. We've got lovely tickets to see the intimate Celine Dion concert at the Palladium and Crown. Well, that would have been a very good Christmas.
That would have been
Christmas.
Amazing.
My best Christmas gift was a surprise visit from my interstate mother and sister. A lot of squeal and crying, but it was the best. Oh, that's Clinton of South Melbourne. Do you know what? That sounds like my Christmas fee if my parents turned up. Oh, my God, I'm going the other direction. Oh, look at that. Terry from Coburg has told us that a German World War One helmet.
Wow. That's something that I would genuinely be surprised about getting when I unwrapped it.
I'm not surprised anymore because I've been to Creepy Andy's house. He has got two rooms dedicated to Thor helmets, gloves of something, Lego made. Oh, my God. And I'm walking through going like that. And then I go into the other one, you've got shields and...
That's a marvel, that is. It's an absolute marvel.
Oh, were they all from... Well, I'm just saying it couldn't be that bad. Here we got another one. Tickets to Kylie's Aphrodite concert. Oh, Neil, you're a winner, baby. Let me tell you.
Hey. You just put Kylie in a text and you've just won.
That is so true, isn't it? The best Christmas gift I ever received was probably in my childhood when I got a pogo stick. Oh, my God, Rach. They are the best. And do you remember they used to get the big balls too?
Oh, the ball with that looks like Saturn? You're talking about that one. Yeah. Oh, I've got that for my daughter and now. It's back.
Bounce, bounce, bounce a ball. Bouncing so much fun. If you do it fast enough, you can always have some. I think that was from like Romper Room or something. Oh, isn't that terrible? Craig from Paran is a loser.
Oh, my God, I want to cry at this one. That's not a great present. That's terrible. If that's your favourite present.
That is the worst thing about Christmas.
Okay, so we're talking about gifts. We've been giving gifts away all day. And I wanted to get you a little something,
that's
Tom.
Really sweet.
When I say wanted to, Andy said it'd be a good idea to do a Kris Kringle.
Now the truth comes out. He doesn't really want to give me one. You were told by the boss.
I bet you didn't even buy my present for me. I bet Wayne did it for you.
We discussed this last week when we're out. When I say I did it, and that means I directed Wayne to go and do it. So, I mean, I did it.
Okay.
You tried to argue with this me the other day when I said I organised the holiday. Yeah.
You didn't organise your holiday. We're not going to get into that because it's a beautiful time of gift giving. Now, Tom, I thought of giving you a gift, I thought, what do I get the man that has everything in the world? He's got 20 pairs of shoes. He's got so many suit jackets. He's got a fridge with Swarovski diamonds on it. What do I need to give this man? And then I thought, wow, Michael, be selfless.
Humility.
Selfless in this moment and give him something that he truly needs to fight his addiction. Tom, I've got you Nicobate pills.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Because, Tom, your smoking is killing our friendship. I don't like the smell of it, and I want to see you alive and kicking till you're 90.
Can I tell you something? I'm about to throw these back at you. Not because you've given me Nicobate or Nicorette or whatever you want me to do. It's not even wrapped. I mean, Jesus Christ, you can't say, hey, Merry Christmas, and hand me over a packet that you just pulled off some shelf in some chemist's warehouse. Wrap the thing.
I wasn't going to waste wrapping on a Nicobate pills. I needed the message to come through to you.
So it's like everything in life. It's not about the substance of it. It's about the beautiful packaging. It's like everything in life. We don't care how deep and meaningful you are, how pretty does it look
plastic,
on the outside.
I don't want to ruin the environment, Tom. There's already plastic packaging on this. Now, the only problem I have with
we could have recycled. I've got you recycled Christmas paper.
Oh, you're so nice.
Yeah.
Look, my problem with this gift is it says for people that smoke less than 20 cigarettes a day. Now, I don't think you smoke less than that. I think you smoke more than that.
Excuse me. Smoking is very bad for your health. There are young children listening. Do never smoke. It's expensive and...
Correct. I know, these things are expensive as well to pay for. I thought trying to quit smoking would be easy.
I thought we had like a $10 limit because I spent $6 on you. I thought that was...
That's right, I spent double, so I spent $12. That's right, I'm in the good books now. I've also got you another gift, Tom.
Oh, thank God, and this one better be wrapped or it's coming back at you as well.
No, this is 100 Degrees by Kylie and Danny Minogue.
That is wrapped in warmth and love. And
Tom Markey, Breakfast on Joy. I've given you a gift and I believe you've got one for me. And it's wrapped.
Correct. And you've noticed
it's
wrapped in things. So the problem is we did go out to come far from away.
Yes.
What was the name of the show we went and saw?
Come From Away.
Come From Away.
Even Jess knows and Jess didn't even get the privilege of going.
We had the best time there together, but unfortunately Mikey had two little cocktails and he started... It was so funny. He's telling Wayne all these secrets and I'm thinking, you are in so much trouble.
You're not allowed to expose me on air if this is what you're about to do, Tom.
So he is too. So Mikey, being the young millennial, is very concerned about how his body looks. So this is your first prize.
I know what this is, and I'm so excited about it. Oh my goodness! Oh, I didn't even. You've wrapped this so tight, I can't even get it undone. Oh, I know. Okay, can I tell the story? Because I'm very sure I know what it is.
Yeah.
So we were talking about how I'm not a fan of body hair whatsoever. And am I on the right vein here, Tom?
And considering he's Italian, I thought, well, there's probably plenty of body hair.
Yeah. So we were talking about this, and we were talking about how I it's tiring shaving your bits and pieces all over your body all the time.
Because he told me he shaved his private bits. And I'm thinking, who the hell puts a razor down near there? Yeah.
And then Wayne said, why not try hair removal cream? And so that's what I've got. 4 minutes, fast action, painless, fast and effective, chest, back, legs and arms. Doesn't say anything about your bits, though. Well, I don't think I should put it near my bits.
Well, I'm quite happy. But I understand, being Italian...
Can I put it on my butt? Real quick. Sorry, can I put this on my butt?
Like, real quick, like as in right now?
Yeah.
I don't think I can shower it off, innit? So, wait, so I can... This is so exciting. Yeah. So I can put this on my butt, my back, and it'll just take off the hair.
Correct. Everywhere.
Stop it.
From your back all the way down to those hairy little toes of yours.
You know, my toes are hairy. I know they are.
But listen, I've bought you one more present as well. Because I know you're very proud of other parts of your hair that aren't working very well. So I've bought you something else to help her fix it up.
What is this? Oh, now I'm scared.
It's very exciting. So I'm very good at wrapping, you see. Yeah.
Did Wayne wrap these as well?
Oh, I wrapped that. Thank you. I've had three children. I know how to wrap it. Let me tell you.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's for my eyebrows.
Correct.
He got me an eyebrow pencil.
Well, the problem is,
best Christmas. Can you do them for me?
Have you noticed your eyebrows have little gaps like your moustache?
Oh, I noticed.
So now you can actually get rid of all the body hair off you and actually fill in the important bits like your moustache and your eyebrows.
My mum tries to fill in my eyebrows every time I go out. She says, come here, let me just fill them in. You look much better.
But can I give you
a
warning?
It's just my eyebrows.
Make sure it's a waterproof eyebrow pencil, because I have seen people before who might try to do it, go to a disco and sweat and it starts running down their face. Yeah.
This does not say anything about being waterproof, Tom, so I might
not. Hey, listen, sweetheart, I had $7 to spend. I wasn't buying the great one at Myer's counter. That one come from the... from the back of 7-Eleven.
This is very thoughtful. Thank you so much. Yeah. And a happy Christmas in July.
And it was wrapped.
Oh, you know what? I'm wrapped with my gift, and I wish you were wrapped with yours. I'm sorry.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.